Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gigax, and I have great news for you. I have a special guest in studio.
It's just Michael.
It is Michael. Yeah, I don't know. It still feels special whenever you're here for the recordings, because I know we're going to have good episodes, because you bring it. You're always ready. And we have an interesting topic today, because there are proposed bylaw changes in our branch.
Which will explain how exactly that works at our branch.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, I had an episode recently about bylaw changes. And, well, it's kind of funny how that happened. Because Michael had told me that at the meeting that I missed, that there was proposals for bylaw changes. And really, changing bylaws at your branch is pretty straightforward. We talked about it, I think, on the episode I had with Virgilio, where what you're going to do is propose what bylaw you want to change, and you write it up, and you put what the old bylaw was, you put what the new bylaw is going to be, and like if you're rewriting an article, you're going to put like in bold what it is that you're changing so that people know what it is, and then it gets presented at a meeting. Then, once it's presented, nobody votes on it then, because the members have to be informed. So then, during the next month, or at least 10 days before the vote, the members have to be informed that this is going to happen. And then at the next branch, oh, and then also in the interim, at least in my branch, we have a committee on bylaws, which is fairly common. Not all branches have them, but our branch does. And the committee on bylaws in my branch has two duties. The first duty is to review all bylaw changes and make sure that they don't conflict with existing bylaws or with the Constitution. And then the second duty is to make sure, or is to make a recommendation to the branch that should we accept or reject this bylaw change. So that's what the bylaw committee does. And as I'm listening to me and Virgilio talking about this, I listen back to my own episodes. I don't know what that says about me, but I do. And as I'm listening to that, it suddenly occurs to me, wait a minute, I'm on the bylaws committee. So back in January, when our new officers were being installed in the tainted election, that's also when all the new committees get appointed. And during that meeting, I got appointed to the committee on communications. Well, first it was the communications one, because two people who I was friendly with are also on the committee. And I'm like, all right, screw it, I'll do that. You know, I'm a communicator. And then we get to the end, and the last committee is the committee on bylaws. And two people volunteer. We have our new executive vice president, who I've always considered to be something of a rules nudge. I don't know how much that's true anymore, because she's definitely voted in lockstep with our president, regardless of what the bylaws and stuff say. And then also the other member of the bylaws committee is the goodest oldest boy. And so there's no other volunteers. And it's really like whoever is left lingering at the end of the meeting, that's who gets appointed. And then the vice president says, come on, Alan, you know you want to be on this committee. I'm like, well, it is kind of on the nose. And so I put my hand up and I get appointed to the bylaws committee.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And so I realized like, oh, dude, we have a bylaw change. This is my time to shine. And so it's time.
Well, the thing is that Alan never was in this meeting or whatever it was, because they were already proposing it in the last meeting.
Right. I wasn't at the meeting where they brought up the proposed change.
So when we were talking about the bylaw change, that I was talking to Alan, I'm going, Alan, you know, they're going to probably blame you if we start saying that, hey, this is not right. And they're going to say, well, you know, Alan's going to be part of that committee, so I don't know why
he has the problem. Exactly.
Even though he was never in any of the meetings.
Right. So mind you, I have not been contacted at all about this bylaw change, even though I'm on the committee that's supposed to review it. This does not come as a surprise if you are familiar with my branch. So I reach out to the goodest oldest boy and I say, hey, in fact, I will read to you what I wrote to him. I write, there are proposed changes to our bylaws which are pending for vote. I am a member of the committee on bylaws. When will we be meeting to fulfill our duty regarding these proposed bylaws? And in the title of the email, I put the section of our existing bylaws that gives us the mandate that we are supposed to do this, that we're supposed to review all bylaws. And so dude, again, this is my time. I get to do this. And then I get an email back from the goodest oldest boy. And this is what it says. Quote, Alan, I didn't see the need to meet as we were not creating new bylaws, just changed some headings to comply with what National told us to do. Okay.
So this is when Alan told me about this.
Yeah.
And I said, Alan, do you have the copy of the new bylaw change at your station? Because I don't have it at my station.
Right. And it was posted in my break room. Mm-hmm. And Michael, credit to Michael, he's like, dude, you should probably go read those bylaws. Yeah. Because the goodest oldest boy says, again, I quote, we're not creating new bylaws, just change some headings. And I knew roughly what it was about because we have... In our branch, we have just the branch secretary, and then we have the treasurer.
Now, so here's the thing. The last meeting.
Uh-huh. The meeting that I missed.
Yeah. Good old boy.
The goodest, oldest boy?
Yeah. He basically said, this is only the title change. There's no other change in the description. Only the title change. You guys don't have to worry about it. And he just sounded so fishy.
Right.
Okay. And that is the reason why I kept trying to tell Alan and other people.
Like, right.
Something's
going
on.
Hey, you better look at this. Yeah. Yeah.
Something is going on.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for the bylaws to show up at my station and still has not shown up yet.
Yeah. So, but he told me explicitly, just change some headings.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was saying, so we have a branch secretary and we have a treasurer. What we don't have that's provided for in the Constitution is a financial secretary.
Well, the secretary is not split between financial and recording.
Right. So that's it. Right. In the NALC Constitution for the governance of subordinate and federal branches, it has a recording secretary, a financial secretary, and a treasurer. And so the duties of the financial secretary and the treasurer are divided, I guess. Yeah. You know,
But it also says that you can merge the secretary into branch secretary. You just have to announce that you got both into one.
Right, right. Position. Yeah, so you can have fewer positions. Like there's some branches that only have one officer for the whole branch, and that mm-hmm. officer does everything.
Right.
And so that's fine to have fewer positions, but it turns out that our branch got a letter from National that says, hey, if you're going to do that, it has to be explicitly clear, and you can combine, you know, into one position. If
or
you want to, you can combine the duties into one position. Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Exactly. And so, you know, we have these options. So this is what our branch decided is, well, we don't have a financial secretary. And so what they did was, you know, just at first glance, like I go and look in our break room and sure enough, there on the bulletin board is the changes. But right off the bat, I noticed something interesting. So I know that when the changes are proposed, that you should highlight in bold the part that you're changing. And not only is there nothing in bold, except for the title, the changing it from branch secretary to recording secretary / financial secretary, that's the only thing in bold. But then all the rest of the bylaws, which are normally printed out, like you got your first paragraph and then A, B, C, D, E for all the duties, it's not like that. It's just a wall of text. And then the change is just a wall of text, which makes discerning what the change is very difficult. But again, I don't have to worry about that, Michael, because I have right here from the goodest oldest boy just changed some headings. And I can see right there from looking at it. Sure enough, the headings are changed. But on Michael's advice, Michael is always
read
right.
Read the description.
Yeah, read the damn thing.
Both old one and right. the new one.
And so I get the two side by side. I take them down off the bulletin board and I put them side by side. And I read the first sentence of the secretary's description in the old one. And then I read it in the new one. Motherfucker, it's already different. It's already different. And then I read a little further and it's different even more. And it's different even more. And the changes just keep coming. And this dude, the goodest oldest boy, I didn't see the need to meet. So when I first was going to write back to him, my initial thought is, A, it doesn't matter whether you see the need to meet. The bylaws require our committee to review all changes. And this falls under the umbrella of all. Mm-hmm. And the secretary... But what, And there's more. But once I realized that they're trying to put this one like under cover of darkness, mm-hmm. you know, that they're making these changes and just openly lie. There's no fucking way.
So he basically lied at the last meeting saying there's no change in the description and there was huge changes.
There's big changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and there's, he can't claim stupidity because he's the secretary. He's the one who had to write this up and present it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's no way he doesn't know. This is just straight dishonesty. And so they're trying to put through these changes without scrutiny. So I write back to him and I write to him and the other member of the committee. It is disappointing, but not surprising that you didn't see the need to comply with our bylaws. Article 9, Section 3E of the bylaws reads, quote, whose duties, this is about our committee, whose duties shall be to review all proposed bylaw changes, end quote. It says all, not just the ones the secretary feels rise to a certain level. All bylaw changes. Is this a proposed bylaw change or isn't it? You do not have the authority to void our bylaws. If you don't want to fulfill your responsibility, I can't force you, but I will not allow you to drag me down with you. If the changes are, as you wrote, limited to some headings, then a meeting to review them could be done over the phone and would take less than 2 minutes. That's all it would take to fulfill our responsibilities. But of course, we both know that the changes are not limited to some headings. You were being dishonest when you wrote that. There are multiple changes in the body of the articles as well. The bylaws compel us to review those changes. I have every intention of fulfilling my responsibility as a member of the Committee on Bylaws. With or without you, I will prepare a report for the next general meeting. So, that's what I'm tasked with. And I start looking at the bylaws to get this done. Because I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm not just going to go with the status quo. And how fucked is it that the goodest, oldest boy, that his first instinct is just ignore the requirement.
And do whatever he wants.
And do whatever he wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I wouldn't have brought it up, if I wouldn't have said anything, if I wouldn't have been a pain in the ass about it, it would have gone mm-hmm. unreviewed.
And the only reason that Alan was pushing more is because I said they're going to try to blame you if we complain.
Well, and that they're probably up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And enough. And mm-hmm. so, yep, I learned learning not to trust. And yeah, they are up to something. So I start reviewing the, you know, so here's what I decide to do. Because I'm going to have to prepare this report, is I'm going to rewrite the bylaw in the way that it's supposed to be rewritten, where I've got both copies in front of me, and I'm going to type out on my own the second set of bylaws and put in bold everything that's being changed. And so I start typing, and there's a lot of bold in the change to the goodest, oldest boy's job description. There's a lot of bold. And I get to a whole section that the whole section is bold. And every time I press Control B on my keyboard, I'm getting more and more pissed off because that liar totally misrepresented and wasn't going to let anybody know that there were these changes.
But here's the thing. He lied to the membership in the last general meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I'll take your word for it.
Totally lied.
Yeah.
Said, don't worry about it. It's only the title change. Right. And I kept asking. And you know what the funny part about that?
Tell me.
But he goes, well, it's just we're just gonna merge and we're gonna do the same job between the treasurer and secretary. So we're gonna do the same job. Mm-hmm. You know what my answer to that was?
What's that?
Maybe because we only need one position and not two. I'm sure they didn't like that answer either.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right.
Because if you're gonna do shared jobs, then why would you need two people to do one job? Doesn't make any sense.
Right. So Michael and I have been here in preparation for this episode and in preparation for my meeting with the Committee on Bylaws.
Which is tomorrow.
Looking over the Constitution, looking over our bylaws to see what exactly was done here. And here's what we were able to ferret out. There's three jobs. The recording secretary, the financial secretary, and the treasurer. And they all have different duties. And our treasurer has been doing treasurer duties. Our secretary has been doing recording secretary duties. Who has been doing financial secretary duties? The answer is we don't know because they weren't assigned in our original bylaws. And so there's, if you look at the Constitution, there's a good amount of duties that the financial secretary is supposed to do. And I don't know who's been doing those things. We assume it was the treasurer.
Well, because I talked to
our old treasurer, right?
And she said that he was doing some of the financial.
Okay, so maybe they were kind of sharing those duties. All right, somebody was getting it.
But again, that shouldn't be it.
Right, well, these duties are supposed to be assigned. That's how the Constitution works.
Right.
And let me make this clear. I am not suggesting any financial impropriety. Whatever you will say about our branch, our finances appear to be in pretty good order. Like, we're not hemorrhaging money, you know.
So far.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen. Dude, I haven't done a forensic analysis
to look at any of this stuff, so we have no...
Right, but I have no indication of any wrongdoing, nor am I claiming anything of
any proof of any kind.
Yeah,
except for
I don't even have
election
suspicion.
When they spent the money without
branch approval.
Branch approval.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so we have this whole job that's been kind of just handled. We'll say it was handled. Maybe there was stuff that wasn't getting done. We don't know. And so what they've done is they've taken most of the financial secretary's job. This is in our proposed bylaw change. They've taken most of the financial secretary's job description and added it to the branch secretary. And then they've taken the rest, little bit, of the financial secretary's job description and added it to the
treasurer.
Right. And so now the new job titles, and this is the only part that was in bold, that they claim the only part that was changed, is that now instead of being the treasurer, it's treasurer / financial secretary. And instead of being branch secretary, it's recording secretary / financial secretary.
So you got
both
a letter,
of them,
you read the letter from National.
Yeah, so we got a letter from National, and that was supposedly the impetus for this whole thing. All right, and it reads that there's a conflict, I'm going to paraphrase some of it. There's a conflict in Article 4 of the Constitution with the titles of our jobs. And it says, while it is permissible for the branch to have fewer elected officers than those listed in the Constitution, the bylaws must guarantee that only elected officers may handle the duties assigned to the officers listed in the Constitution. So if the Constitution says that you're the one who keeps the receipts, then only an officer can do that. And it's got to be spelled out who's going to do that. Accordingly, the branch bylaws must explicitly consolidate each office the branch wishes to forego with one of the other elected branch offices. So in this case, like if you're not going to have a financial secretary, then you have to explicitly say that this is done by the recording secretary. Mm-hmm. And so that new job description would be recording secretary.
No. Recording secretary, financial secretary.
Financial secretary.
Branch secretary.
Right. Or branch secretary. Right. Yeah. Something like that. Right. That it's explicit that this person is doing both of those jobs. And instead, what they've done here in my branch with these bylaws that I'm going to go to the meeting on tomorrow is they've just divided it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave some to one person, some to another person.
But that's not what the letter says.
That's not what the letter says. The bylaws must explicitly consolidate each office with the which the branch wishes to forego with one of the other elected branch offices. It doesn't say you can divide it up. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can. You know, maybe it's just for the simplicity of writing this letter. I don't know.
But from what I can get is that it says branch secretary, it can do both jobs.
Yeah.
As the
right. It just has to explicitly say so.
Recording and financial.
Right. If the recording, so going on in the letter, if the recording secretary and financial secretary is combined into branch secretary, it needs to be clearly stated.
So that's an example, but it can see it's combining both jobs. Doesn't mean to
separate
the description.
It just needs to explicitly say. Yeah. Right. It needs to explicitly say branch secretary does the job of
recording and financial.
Mm-hmm. And here's the funny thing. When we looked at how the financial secretary was divided up, I think I already mentioned this, almost all of it went to our branch secretary, and only like one extra duty went to the financial secretary.
No.
Or went to the treasurer. I'm sorry, went to the treasurer. Yeah, like only one duty went to the treasurer. Everything else went to the goodest oldest boy.
Right. So here's the thing. Our branch secretary, I think, was supposed to do both jobs. Okay.
That may be.
Because he's getting paid more than the treasurer.
He is. Our treasurer gets, I think, 16 hours a month, and the secretary gets 24 hours a month. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, yeah, that's reasonable. And The whole thing about the bylaw change, I don't really have an issue with this change. It's fine. It brings us into compliance. You know, mm-hmm. I've thought for a while we should change the titles anyway just to match what it says in the Constitution. So that's fine. What I have issue with is none of all this discussion. We've been talking now for 20 minutes, Michael. None of this would have happened if the goodest, oldest boy had his way.
Yeah.
None of this would have happened.
And why is he lying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Why not just be upfront about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal question. Mm-hmm. And I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, me either. Because here's the thing is, it's not like he's changing the words. He's just moving the words from our Constitution into different positions in the description.
Yeah, and putting in parts, duties that were in the Constitution but weren't in our bylaws. Mm-hmm. So we're making our bylaws more complete. Again, I don't really have an issue with the changes.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with lying about it. Like,
right.
What the hell? So okay. I send that email off. I'm doing my homework. And then I got an email back from the goodest oldest boy. And he writes, "Yes, you have a point. I should have at least given you a call. I apologize for that. You can be assured that anything that has to do with the bylaws, you will receive a call from me." Okay.
Does that mean next time or now?
It's not clear. It is not clear. So I talked to a couple people and they said, dude, just act as if, you know, let's just claim this as a victory and act accordingly. So I write back. I appreciate the change of heart. In deference, the point was not made by me. The point is in the bylaws. With that dispensed, would you and Redacted like to convene to fulfill, when would you and Redacted like to convene to fulfill our role with the current changes? And then I talk about my schedule. And one of the things that I say is Wednesday I'm free most of the day and I have an obligation in the evening. So the goodest oldest boy writes back and he says, cool, we'll do it Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because you have obligation.
Because I have an obligation in the evening. That's perfect. Uh-huh. Thanks, man. That's real
yeah.
helpful.
Yeah.
So that's
hoping
what's happening
that because
tomorrow.
Of your obligation, you won't do it.
Yeah, I won't be able to do it. Yeah. Well, we tried to include him. Mm-hmm. So that's part one, because this is actually...
So you, I guess you should have never said that.
Yeah. There's a whole other part to this. Part two is... Okay, so let's talk about the review. So I figured out what's the story here, right? And that's the story itself is not of the change is not necessarily nefarious. The way they're going about it is nefarious, and to keep with the theme of it feels like they're trying to do this under cover of darkness. The branch is supposed to be notified that this change is coming, and what does it mean to notify the branch? What is the standard? Well, in our branch, it was read at the meeting, because it has to be announced at the meeting, and then it was posted on station bulletin boards, but apparently not on all. Was it on yours, Michael?
Nope.
It was not on your
station.
I've
been station asking. Still has not.
Right. And we're now within the 10-day limit, and so we got a problem there, because it has to be out at least 10 days before. Because, dude, we've had previous bylaw changes, and those are announced in the newsletter. Those go out to everybody. This was not in the newsletter, and it was just put on, we'll say, some of the station bulletin boards. So
just to give you information.
Yeah.
A previous bylaw change, they never did any of this stuff. We are now holding them accountable to do it the proper way.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Because the other bylaw change that our national says, hey, we approve this bylaw change, but we see this problem.
Right.
Well, they didn't do this stuff like this the previous people.
I seem to remember it actually being in the newsletter with the highlighted in bold.
Oh, you know, I don't remember seeing any of that.
I'm pretty sure it was. Hmm. I'm not positive, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Right. Regardless, this one. So again, what does it mean to notify the membership? Well, there are rulings on this and there are articles in the Postal Record and they're very consistent. And from dealing with the Department of Labor rules from the election, I already had a pretty good idea of what the rule was going to be. And it turns out that it's exactly right. It is reasonably calculated to reach all members. So
nobody at Crossroads knows.
Yeah, nobody at your station knows.
Nobody knows. Well, my stewards know.
Yeah, and I talked to somebody else at the Valle Verde post office. They don't even have a break room.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, because they're under construction, and so nobody at that station knows. Mm-hmm. Nobody at that station's seen it. But you know who else hasn't seen it? The retirees.
Mm-hmm.
Because no No mailer was sent out.
Mailer, no, well, that we know of.
No anything.
Because we've asked them retired. Right. They're like, they haven't got anything.
They have no idea about that this is going on. Right, mm-hmm. exactly. And so not only was this notification not... Go ahead.
Now, is this part of where the retirees cannot have a voice and ratification? And
I don't think so. This is not a working agreement.
But it doesn't say bylaws.
LMOU. So. No, the bylaws, I think they can... Yeah, they have a voice and vote in that.
Okay.
I'm not getting into the retiree issue with you right now.
Just asking. Just to clarify things.
Yeah, that's fair.
That way they can't say that, oh, the bylaw says this so that the retirees can't vote or something.
So
I don't want no problems.
So to make the point, not only was this not reasonably calculated to reach all members, I think it's fair to say that it was calculated not to reach certain members, like the retirees. So now, tomorrow, I'm going to go to this bylaw meeting or it's going to be over the phone, but whatever. I'll be in this bylaw meeting and I'm not really opposed to this change, but we have a couple of issues. The notification wasn't done properly. We have, there's some technical issues with the way that the job was separated out. But really, it seems like the most sensible thing is just to make one combined position, leave the treasurer as is.
Right.
Right. And not muddy the waters, because we're not even positive that
just like the example that was on the letter from National.
The example that they gave.
Saying that the financial and recording secretary
could
should
be under branch
pulled
secretary.
Together as branch secretary.
Right. Exactly. Okay? And the secretary
and the
does
the other
double
thing
duty.
That I say, to maybe recommendation, mm-hmm. is that, okay, well, then let's have a branch, have a financial recording secretary and a financial secretary.
Yeah, we can always just maybe add another officer position. Yeah.
Okay?
And then,
but they both will be same pay.
Right. So the secretary, mind the microphone.
Yes.
Yeah. The secretary would go from 24 hours down to 16.
And the other secretary
right.
would be 16.
So,
to create another position.
Right. The moral of the story is this could be handled with a small tweak, you know, to just simplify everything to make it easier. And that would be fine. But that's not what was presented to the members. Like, if we're going to adopt this bylaw, it has to be exactly
Or they could have just asked the membership. Hey, how do you think we should proceed with the secretary?
Yeah, sure.
Thing?
Yeah. You're sure they could have.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they could have.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, if there's any tweak, then we can't pass this bylaw because the bylaw is as is. It's not with tweaks. If there's tweaks, you got to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though, again, I don't really have an issue with the change, I'm going to recommend against it because we didn't do proper notification. And like, why do it wrong? You know, there's no timeline here. Like, this has to be fixed by the end of the month. You know, we're not on a deadline here.
Or we can fix it.
Yeah, we can just fix it. So we can
for the
make
next
this
meeting.
Yeah, we can make this little tweak.
Mm-hmm.
We can announce it properly,
mm-hmm.
and then move forward from there. You know, and that's it. And then we can have our bylaw change, and we're good to go. So I hope for you guys, this gives you a little bit of insight into the bylaw change process, and why. Should always read that shit. Michael's right. Hey, man, there might be something fishy in there. You should read it.
boy, was I right.
Yeah, that's the truth. And, you know, at first when I start reading through and I'm seeing all these financial duties put on to the secretary, I'm like, dude, the goodest oldest boy is trying to take over the finances of the branch. But once I, you know, we got this perspective, like, okay, it's not that. It's that, you know, again, they're just trying to divide up this job. So that's what I'm going to bring to the meeting tomorrow. And I'm not releasing this episode until after, you know, I don't know when you guys will hear this, but I'll let you know how it goes. There will be a follow-up because whatever happens is going to be interesting. And
And you can do a 5-10 minute part.
Yeah,
two.
That's true. I could always just do a shorter, make it part of another episode or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So dude, sometimes when you're on the bylaw committee, interesting things come up. And I just want to say one more time for the record so that even the people in the cheap seats can hear it. Alan, I didn't see the need to meet as we were not creating new bylaws. Just change some headings.
Yeah.
The goodest, signed, the goodest, oldest boy.
Boy, that was a big lie to the membership.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Because he said the same thing at the general membership meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Good times, guys. This is what we're up against. So I'm going to keep fighting the good fight. Michael's going to keep fighting the great fight. And we're going to record another episode. So thank you guys very much for listening. And we will catch you next time.